From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Some random fun facts for today, because it's Tuesday.
Yep.
The world's largest cashew tree is in Brazil. It's 80,000 square feet.
Holy moly.
Which means it's the size of about 5 football fields or a Walmart Supercenter in Lubbock, Texas. No, I'm kidding.
How can that be?
It's also the size of 70 normal cashew trees. I'd be afraid to eat the fruit off of a giganto tree. It's like, what did you do to this thing, right?
It's on the roids.
Right. Another fun fact. 3 of the first 5 presidents died on July 4th. Did you know that?
No.
John Adams, Thomas Jefferson both died on the same July 4th in 1826. And James Monroe died July 4th, 1831. In the internet, great. Gives me all this crap that I can, you know, just share with
you. You are the master of crap.
I am the master of crap, believe it or not.
Not only master, I mean, excuse me.
Yeah, watch it. Watch it. Anyway, July 4th. Crazy. Our nation was born, some presidents died. What does that say?
Interesting.
All right, what's going on today?
Dance mom star Abby Lee Miller, the notoriously blunt dance instructor, she's got some tips to share with Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin about going to prison.
Oh, does she?
Abby says, and I quote,
"Yes,
be honest and to share your story. That's what people want to hear."
That and, you know.
Sound advice, Abby Miller.
To get cozy in your cell with you a little later on.
Doesn't seem like Abby
being
thinks
somebody's bitch.
Now, Abby doesn't think that they'll need to rely on, you know, their stories.
No,
and crap.
Because they're cute. What are you
they're
talking
famous.
About? Oh, yeah, they're that too.
And because they're a celebrity, it actually makes them popular and that people are going to fangirl over them and will be really interested in
I'm
becoming
thinking they
their
need
friends
their own security when they get to
and
jail.
And being their side bitch and all.
Side bitch.
Yep.
Now, we don't want to say that either, because neither one of them have been sentenced. Right?
No, it's all allegedly.
Allegedly. Right. Yes. Well, no, Felicity copped to it.
Uh-huh.
She pleaded guilty.
Uh-huh.
She's hoping for a minimal sentence,
mm-hmm.
maybe house arrest,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the prisons are full.
Mm-hmm.
They are full here in California. We don't need any more license plate makers. Nope.
Got plenty. Right.
Got plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Lori, you know, last we heard, she's not pleading.
Nope.
She's going to take her business to trial. She's going to tell her story
to the court,
to the judge.
You come to judge.
And they think that if she's found guilty, she'll get a worse sentence. You know, like years instead of
but
months.
But judge, wouldn't you have done it too?
Who knows?
It's USC. I'm Aunt Becky.
How Dance Mom, has she been in prison before? Abby Lee, we got to look that up.
No, I don't watch
that show because it scares me.
I know.
Doesn't it scare you? Dance Mom.
Throttle them.
You know, and the other one, that pageant mom. Man, that scares the crap out of me. I was never that way with my kids. Never.
It's like Little League parents.
Worse. It's like soccer parents.
Soccer parents, Little League parents, yeah.
Yeah. John Stamos, speaking of Lori mm-hmm. Loughlin, whom we were, mm-hmm. John Stamos, I read, was interviewed yesterday, and he says they're starting up production on the final season of Fuller House, and he does not know where Lori stands.
No, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. It hasn't been discussed.
But wasn't she fired?
Except she was fired.
Yeah, there's
it's
that.
Like, hey, John, she was fired, buddy. Come on.
Let's see what the judge has to say. Then maybe they can make some decisions.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Because maybe she's innocent as the day she was born.
No, she's not.
She's not.
She's not. Go look at her bank account. It's $500,000 missing. And some Photoshop pictures of her kids in a rowboat on her computer.
There you go. Hey, on Monday, Amanda Bynes. Remember her?
Wow. Yeah. We are like, blast from the past.
Oh, yes.
She took
to Twitter for the first time in nearly 7 months to share a snap from her college graduation.
Oh, really?
Who graduated from the Los Angeles Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising.
Wow. She's got mm-hmm. a degree in fashion design and merchandising.
Merchandising.
That's where the real money from the picture is made.
So I guess
Mel Brooks.
She went to go try to do something productive with her
life.
Well,
wasn't she like in Paper magazine?
Yes.
A few months back.
Yeah.
She's looking healthy. She's looking good.
Better.
And then I read somewhere between then and now that she checked into rehab again or to mental health facility.
Something mental health-ish.
But she's apparently fine now.
Well,
right?
The photo, she looked happy and healthy in her cap and gown.
Yeah.
She was posing with a friend.
Okay.
It's only the second time that Amanda has tweeted since her breakdown days, and these are the only two remaining posts on her account.
Well, if I were her, I would have erased everything else, deleted everything else before that. Because we do remember. Shall we remind you what used to be on her Twitter account? Let's see. She cut her hair. Mm-hmm. She had a blue wig.
Mm-hmm.
She was like
bench or something.
Yeah, but that wasn't on her Twitter. But as I recall, she proclaimed her love for Drake. She got arrested. I mean, I think things are better for her now that she's in the fashion design and merchandising business.
Yeah.
You know what she did say, though, that she wanted to act. You know, she said she'd like to go back into acting.
And maybe she will.
And maybe she will. Who the heck knows?
Who the heck?
All right, okay. I got a couple of things. This is a workout. I don't even know what these are. But here are five things to getting perfect abs.
Okay.
Straight arm towel sit-up.
You lost me at sit-up.
Straight arm slow Russian twist. Squat, press, and jump through burpee.
Lost me at squat, then lost me again at burpee.
Overhead towel, Bulgarian back lunge, and side knee. This is one exercise. What's a Bulgarian?
Russian and Bulgarian.
Back
Bulgarian.
Lunge and side knee. I did not stutter.
I'm going to give you the side knee if you don't shut up.
And the mega plyo skater. Skater.
Well, I know that applies to me.
You know it does apply to?
Probably, yes, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, that's her ab workout. I found it online.
Oh.
Thank you to our listener, Nigel Alexander, for pointing this out and letting us know how Halle gets her six-pack. 10 to 20 reps of all of those.
Nigel, thanks for fanning his fire.
You know, it is the day before my birthday.
I know.
I'm going to be the big 6-0 tomorrow.
Wouldn't it be nice if Halle Berry tweeted you on your birthday?
It'd be wonderful if she tweeted me. I would settle just for a glance at my Instagram by her. That's fine. That's good. All right. Well, that's all we have time for today. Back with you tomorrow. It'll be frivolities and festivities tomorrow.
Donuts?
Couple of Fs. You betcha. Come on.
Naturally.
It's my big birthday. We got to have donuts and candles.
Are there breakfast tacos?
I haven't gotten that far. All right, listen, have yourself a great day. We'll talk at you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for John's last day of the 50s.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.